The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, it's our common fate to not feel so good. It's common to all humanity. Thoreau said that we lead lives of quiet desperation. And the Buddha categorized very neatly the different categories of what makes us upset. They called them the four worldly dharmas: wanting people to like us, desire, being afraid they won't like us, wanting fame, being afraid of disrepute, wanting success, being afraid of failure, and wanting physical pleasure, being afraid of pain. And so we might get insulted by someone, or we might lose something, or we might have certain public opinion turning, and we suffer. Or we might really want something, and we suffer. Or we might, and then we tend to start to spin out about that and blame other people, blame ourselves that we're not, and you know, able to be better than this, to suffer this, or we didn't do it right, or we messed up, we made big mistakes. And but the first noble truth is, we look at this and we see this is in our mind. It's not out there. It's not that we did something wrong. It's just looking at that process of suffering. The angst, the desperation. And so then we look at it and we see the suffering, we feel the suffering, and that's the insight. That's a big insight. We suffer. And then we notice what propels the suffering. And so there's this movement. There's this movement of desire, movement of fear, movement of anger, movement of envy, movement of despair, movement of sadness, movement of rage. It's a move, and we hold on to that movement and we identify with that movement. So we see this holding on process. We're holding it tight. We're in the fire. And we see this is the origin of suffering. The holding on is the origin of suffering. And this is all born of ignorance. It's born of stupidity. If you told your neighbor your problems, your neighbor might say, hey, that's not a problem at all. It's silly for you to want to be a tennis star. You know, it's not going to make you happy. It's ridiculous to be afraid of an earthquake. There's not going to be an earthquake. Henry James did a study of the 1900 earthquake in San Francisco, and he was at Stanford at the time, and he found that When it happened, nobody that he interviewed, he interviewed thousands of people, were afraid. And it was the best time of their lives for these people after it happened. The community came together. People were sleeping outside. It was a beautiful time of the year, and people were all sleeping outside, and the sense of community really blossomed, and it was just a lovely, lovely time. At least for the people that he interviewed, it probably wasn't so lovely for the ones that were hurt, injured, people whose loved ones were killed. But anyhow, so you could look at someone who's afraid of an earthquake, and you might think, well, from my wisdom, that's ridiculous. Someone would look at my troubles, that's ridiculous. So this is the second insight, is that holding on to this movement is the origin of suffering. But what I think is the most interesting of the four noble truths, is the third one, the one of cessation. That realizing that we're holding on, we can let go. We can open our hands and let go. Realizing that we're in the fire, we can get out of the fire. And we have peace. We had this suffering and we can set it aside. We can simply set it aside. We don't have to psychoanalyze it. We don't have to rearrange the world. We don't have to make deals with this person or that situation. We don't have to wait till things turn the way we want them to turn. We don't have to manipulate anything. Just let it go. Set it aside. And then what is left when we let it go is a mind of peace, a calm mind. A mind that isn't suffering. Freedom. And so we experience this. Everyone experiences it. We experience times of peace, times of non-suffering. It's the way we're built. The Buddha's insight upon enlightenment was that everything that arises ceases. So whether you do anything or not, your suffering will come to an end. And that there is no self. This is a process. But we can step aside and let the process take place. Rather than holding on, clutching, and trying to manipulate, and having our lives be this struggle, this heavy, arduous affair, we can just watch it happen, watch it go. Someone insults me, it's natural to feel the pain. That's can't avoid that. You get fired from your job. You lose money in the stock market. Your loved one abandons you. That's a hard one. things happen, and we hurt. We hurt. It's natural. We're human beings. But we can see this suffering arise, and we can let it cease. We can let it go. And if we can really appreciate, in the common, I think the first and second noble truths have a lot more press than the third noble truth. You know, there's a lot more emphasis. Western psychology is completely devoted to the first and second noble truths. But I'm bringing up the third noble truth to appreciate this state of mind of peace. To incline toward that. Not incline away from the suffering, but incline toward peace. Feel it. Even in the midst of suffering, in the midst of these things that are going on, there can be peace. There can be peace in the awareness. The awareness is not suffering. And then the emotions subside. The obsessive thinking can subside. And from this peaceful state of mind, we can also reflect on the ignorance of the conceptualizations that led to the suffering. We can understand that ignorance, that grasping, that suffering is common to all humanity, and the person that hurt our feelings, it was probably coming from their suffering, from their ignorance. And we can also reflect on that we will be dying very soon. And what's going to help us when we die? Will those clutchings after this and that, and trying to manipulate this and trying to get this right and trying to get something favorable and get rid of what's not desired, is that kind of mind going to help us soon when we're dying? So we should practice what's going to help us, because that's really the important time. And if we can live in that space, incline to that space, this third noble truth, this nirodha, this ceasing of suffering, has been compared in scripture to nirvana. So know that space. Incline toward nirvana. And you'll enjoy your life a lot more. You'll have better relationships with your spouse, have better relationships with your children, with your friends, with your work, at your workplace. You won't cause yourself and others so much trouble. And you can live a life that's more peaceful. And also, this can give rise to the nobility of what it is to be a human being. in that it allows us the freedom to help others. So this peace can develop into a blessing for ourselves and for all beings. So,